Four members of Iranian female soccer team reject Australia asylum offer. By Breitbart London on March 15, 2026. Melbourne, Australia, AP. Another three members of the Iran's women's soccer team who accepted refugee visas to stay in Australia have decided to return to their homeland, an Australian government minister said on Sunday. The departure leaves three of an initial seven squad members in Australia. Overnight, three members of the Iranian women's football team made the decision to join the rest of the team on their journey back to Iran, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke said in a statement. After telling Australian officials they had made this decision, the players were given repeated chances to talk about their options, Burke added. Iran's team arrived in Australia for the Women's Asian Cup last month, before the war in the Middle East began on February 28. Initially, six players and a support staff member from a squad list of 26 players accepted humanitarian visas to stay in Australia before the rest of the Iranian contingent flew from Sydney to Malaysia on March 9. Another later changed her mind and left Australia. Three left Sydney for Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on Saturday night, a government official said. The rest of the team has remained in Kuala Lumpur since they left Australia. Iran's Tasnim news agency said the latest three to leave Australia were two players and the support staff member. The three were returning to the warm embrace of their family and homeland, the news outlet said in a statement. Concerns about the team's safety in Iran heightened when the players didn't sing the Iranian national anthem before their first match. The Australian government was urged to help the women by Iranian groups in Australia and by US President Donald Trump. The Iranian news agency described the women's return to the team as the disgraceful failure of the American-Australian project and another failure for Trump. Treasurer Jim Chalmers, one of the most senior members of the Australian government, said he was pleased that three of the Iranian women would remain in Australia. "I am worried about them," Chalmers told Seven Network Television, referring to the women who had changed their minds about staying in Australia. "I can only image the pressure that they feel and how difficult these sorts of decisions would be for them," Chalmers added. Burke said Australians should be proud that their country presented the Iranian team with choices and sought to help them. "While the Australian government can ensure that opportunities are provided and communicated, we cannot remove the context in which the players are making these incredibly difficult decisions," Burke said. "The Australian government has done everything we could to make sure these women were provided with a chance for a safe future in Australia," he added. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.